WTLC AM Indianapolis. Indy's choice for inspiration and praise. AM 1310, The Light.
Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. Around 2:30, we will tell you and see, Lori Wilson's going to write this down because this could be a hot tip.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want Julian Grace, who was here earlier, to report this story about IPS possibly changing how commencements will be done, starting with the class of 2015. We'll tell you that at 2:30. But first, those of you that thought Channel 8 was going out of business on New Year's Day, they didn't. They're still here. Lori Wilson is still here. She's awake because she's got news to do today at 5. 6, 6:30, 7, 10, 10:30, 11. and that's all this kind of stuff. And Les Mann, the vice president and general manager of Wish TV, the CW station, and then Tina Cosby, ace public affairs director. She's never been public affairs director of a CW station, so she's going to learn, you know, all what is it, the Arrow? That's the hot show, the Arrow, the Flash.
The Flashes.
I knew it was something that had to do with speed.
Yeah. And Supernatural, and Supernatural, Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin, that's up for a Golden Globe.
Yes.
All right. So, you all survived.
We're still here, Amos.
You're still there.
We told you this before. We weren't going anywhere. We're still here.
What have the phone lines, Les Van, blown up? Have you blown up the phone lines of the poor operators at the front desk, Wish TV, that were on duty, New Year's morning? Have they been inundated with calls?
It really hasn't been too bad, in part because of the huge education we tried to do over the last month to let people know this is going to happen, both on air and online and in correspondence with viewers. But we did, in addition to our own staff answering the phone, we had a United States call service in the background that was able to get calls when it got too busy. But there's been a couple of hundred calls, mm-hmm. which is much less than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and usually it was about the bottom or top of an hour when a program was scheduled to come on, and right. the regular program they were normally saw there wasn't there, then they would call. But the viewers have been, in those people that have called, they've been very understanding and I think very grateful that we actually helped them find what they wanted to find, even though it may not have been on our station.
Just before you went on vacation, your company, Media General, which is the new owners of Channel 8, announced that they had struck a deal with the CW, which is half owned by CBS, which is real interesting that the people that kicked you to the curb decided to allow you the privilege of carrying CW programs, which is like, what, Monday through Friday and Sunday from 8 to 10?
Yeah, it's a two-hour prime time. It has been an interesting dynamic. Those discussions with the CW have been going on from the beginning.
Right.
But it's complicated, like everything in business. Multiple ownerships, lots of lawyers mm-hmm. involved, multiple TV stations involved. So it was complicated and took a while to get it done. But we knew ultimately this would be in the best interest of the CW and the viewers in Indianapolis, because had it stayed with the other company, it would have been on one of the .2s or .3s, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't have gotten
those
the carriage.
Channels you can't get on cable.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them you can't get on cable. And the fact of the matter is the CW has done a great job in their development of programs. The Flash a couple of weeks ago here was Indianapolis had the eighth largest viewing in the country mm-hmm. for that show. So it's good for us. It's good for our viewers and our advertisers, and it gives us a great lead into our new 10 o'clock news.
Lori Wilson, what is this 10 o'clock 90 minutes of news? Does this mean AC gets more time to sports stuff?
You know what? AC has as much time as he wants all the time, because we all know that AC knows everybody there is to know in sports. So when he says it, we know it's happening. What we've done, though, is kind of just reposition, right? So now sports happens and AC could be in the first block. Mm-hmm. If there is a really important sports story, it's going to happen then.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of indie sports tonight that you've gotten used to, that kind of 10 minutes, that's going to be in our 11 o'clock hour. So things are moving, but it's really going to create a really dynamic newscast.
Does the 10:30 newscast, that's an hour and a half, particularly when you get to Friday nights, not Friday nights, we're now into every night is high school basketball in Indiana, mm-hmm. that gives more opportunity for highlights of high school basketball leading up to the IHSAA
mm-hmm.
tournament?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we get to do now that other people don't necessarily get to. We get to give you as many highlights as we can fit into our show.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to fit those in. And I think one thing, Amos, too, that people are going to really come to rely on Wish TV for, which they always have in the past, is weather. Whenever weather happens, you know, we are in the midst of the cold, cold part of the year right now. Whenever weather happens, people tune into Wish TV. Well, now, before, we used to have to go to network programming. Right, now right. We don't have to do that. So we can be on and give you up-to-the-minute everything that's happening in a way that we've never been able to before.
If you've got questions about the transition at Channel 8, 239-1310, 239-1310, or send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. I'm going to bring Tina Cosby, Public Affairs Director, also into the conversation. But Lori and Les, I read the first day after the transition, went to your Facebook page at Wish TV's Facebook page, and there were people that some were confused, some were mad because you took you all, which you didn't, take the CBS programs off. Others were confused. But people weren't all that happy about the new look of the news. Not Lori's look.
Yeah, because that haven't changed.
But it was, you got weather, you got the temperatures on the left side of the screen.
Well, the weather is among the top things people turn to television newscasts for, and we want them to be able to see it instantly. And yes, we have had some viewer feedback on that, but even though you saw some of the people on Facebook talk about this, a lot of the feedback we've gotten on has been very positive, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you consider the tens of thousands of people that are watching us, the number of people who have called about that are fairly small. And a lot of those callers or Facebook writing or emails, I'm encouraged because the people have been very polite, largely, okay, in their questioning that good Midwest, we're going to be polite about it. So even if people disagree with something we're doing, they talk to us about it in a constructive format. And we have already made adjustments on that graphic twice, and we're continuing to look at that as we hear from people and get more feedback from our viewers and advertisers and others.
So, Tina Cosby, have you been taking phone calls since you're like the community affairs, public affairs person that's been around a while?
You don't want to know the phone calls I've been taking. It has nothing to do with our programming. But actually, I was here on New Year's Day, the day of the transition, and Julie Gillespie, our business manager, and I were manning the phones. And, I have to echo what Les said. The calls have been very nice, very polite. Just about every one of us, every one of the callers wished us a happy new year. And, just had a couple of quick, questions, I call it traffic questions. Hey, which way here, which way there, how do I do this, where's this, where's that, and that was about it. But no, not anything really major. It's been very, very smooth, and it's very encouraging how smoothly everything has gone. And I think that's a testament to the hard work. You have no idea how much work that Les and Scott Haney and our management team has put into this transition, and I think it shows. I'm very proud of the way everything's gone.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is Tina Cosby, Les Van, and Lori Wilson with Wish TV Channel 8. Let me start with Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a question for you guys, and please forgive me. I guess I can say I'm still a bit confused because I know for me, because I mentor people, I have limited time to be around the TV, that I look a lot for programming as opposed to the channel. No offense, because I love Channel 8, and I still don't really know the difference between Channel 8 and 4, and if you could help me, because the other day I was looking to say, okay, is this only for news, or is this only for TV shows? Is this for local programming? Is this, and I didn't know when to switch, where to switch, and what to look for at what times, and are you going to have any, like, evening local programs like your Indie Styles and so forth, because especially with the onslaught of a lot of internet use in the evenings, are you going to do like any highlights of Indianapolis in the evening time?
I think that is a great question. And what I will say to you, Raymond, just to start, and I'll take this first unless you grab it from me, but if you're someone who watches for programming, watch Wish TV for news. I'm just going to leave that there. When it comes time for news, we've got 5 o'clock, 6 to 7 p.m. We've got a 10 o'clock news now. So when you're looking for news, go to Wish TV. Otherwise, if you're looking for CBS programming, it is going to be on the other station. However, the opportunity that we have, and I think this is still a work in progress as far as what sorts of local programming may or may not be added to the schedule down the line, but we do have the opportunities to do those things. We've already made some partnerships, but Les, I'll let you.
Wasn't there something after the Colts game? But first of all, before the Colts game, the typical Colts pregame that AC and the folks normally have had before Colts game.
And it was still there.
It was still there. And then after the game, the minute the final whistle was, all of a sudden AC was back on Channel 8 doing his thing, so you could have turned from the game, from the other station, and watched AC in there.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, to AC's credit, he came to me last week and said, let's do this. So he gets the credit for being very aggressive about this.
And that allowed him to carry the press conferences, which normally you don't see on broadcast television here.
Yeah, and you normally have other network programs that follow the broadcast, so you can't do that. So we heard from Andrew Luck. We heard from Coach Pagano. A lot of the guys that came out of the locker room went and talked to AC, so he did it. And getting back to your questions about programming, the only thing that moved away from us is the CBS programming. All of the other stuff, our local news is there and expanded. So if you want to watch the Big Bang Theory or the NCIS's, those you will have to see on
some other place.
On another place.
But the programming that was on some other place belonging to the CW
is with us.
Supernatural. What's the other one?
Flash.
These are for younger people. I'm sure.
Amos, let me say though. So if you're a Steve Harvey fan, he's still right before
our early news. Wendy Williams.
She's still there.
She's still there.
We've got Family Feud on. We've got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and we do have Indie Style still there
at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Rachel Ray at 3 o'clock.
Cooking, all that stuff.
She is, and your caller asked about local programming in prime time. Right. We've only had about 90 days to put this together, but we are absolutely looking at opportunities to do local programming in prime time in the months and years ahead. This is not a one-time thing for us. We're looking at those opportunities, talking to local program developers and looking at some of our things ourselves.
Well, like tonight with the mall or with the town hall for the public safety, wouldn't that be like an opportunity to dig real deep since you might have some time to have panels on your own TV program?
Yeah, that's the kind of public affairs discussion that over the long term we think we can be a leader in. Those are issues that are important. They're important to the entire city, and I certainly hope that plays out with a respectful solution and end to what happened there the other night. And those are the kind of things we need to take a harder look at. That we could do our own kind of town hall programming on issues like that because they're very important.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310. We go to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell West TV, I'm 36. My mother watched Channel 8 as a kid. If I remember correctly, Patty Spittler was a weather lady at one time. But I've watched Channel 8 all my life.
Yeah.
So I do like a couple of shows on CBS that I did watch, but I'm switching back to Channel 8 because I think you all have the best news team. I did kind of look at the news just to check it out. Only a few minutes, and then I switched back over to Channel 8, and I've been there since the change. I would just like to say, like the gentleman said about the local program, that's what I was hoping to see. Maybe you can get that Bill Belichick or whatever that trash is off, because I've never remembered Channel 8 ever running anything like that. But I'm sticking with Wish, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm not a big Bill Belichick fan either, the Patriots football
or Bill Cunningham.
Who is one market away. He actually is based in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's part of our network contract. But I appreciate your input on both Bill Belichick and Bill Cunningham.
Let me go back to the phones at Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling to ask a question.
Yes.
I see there have been some changes on Channel 8. I'm looking for Young and the Restless, my soap operas, Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, they moved to another channel.
Okay, can you tell me what channel?
They can't. I can. If you go from the number, are you on cable or are you watching it over the air?
Digital.
That's over the air, right?
Yes.
You go to 4.1.
4.1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, let me ask this question because this is important. What side of town you live on?
North Meridian, the 3600 block of Meridian.
Okay. Now, when you dial 4.1, if it looks a little fuzzy, then you want to go to 29.1.
Okay.
Because on that other channel 4, is sometimes their antenna is like in Trafalgar, halfway to Bloomington. So sometimes on the north side of the city, that signal has kind of been fuzzy back in the day. And they got another transmitter kind of just north of Noblesville going towards Kokomo. So to be fair, they can't say anything. They got, you notice the Channel 8 people got real quiet. I don't want the lawyers to come after them, but they, the other folk can't come after me. So you either first try 4.1 on your digital. And if that doesn't work, 29.1.
Okay.
Okay,
at what time, you know?
At the regular time it was on before.
Okay.
Which kind of means, I think, now.
Okay.
I don't want you to miss, you know, did, who did what to whom on them stories, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And then don't forget, we'll see you
then,
at 5 o'clock on Wish TV.
Okay, I look at Wish too. I look at all those channels, the ones that I can.
We'll come back to Lori at 8.1 at 5 o'clock today.
Okay. All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Those channels with the 0.1, that's those of you that don't have cable.
Yes.
Those of you that got the over the air from back in the day. Let me go to Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Just a quick question. You know, when the big switch was being made, the 10 o'clock news that Lori Wilson and everyone did had changed. They're not on that other channel that they did that was different than the other channel that they did at 10 o'clock news. And I was wondering why was that, because I didn't think that network or that channel would be affected with that switch, because since I have to get up so early in the morning, I'm able to watch the 10 o'clock news, but I cannot stay up to watch the 11 o'clock.
Here's what's great, because you used to go to My Indy TV 23, which is our sister station, for that 10 o'clock news. Now just turn to Wish and we'll be there at 10 o'clock. So we're still doing that early news for those of you who go to sleep. However, now it's on Wish TV as opposed to My Indy TV 23. Does that make sense? I know I'm trying not to confuse you, but Wish TV is going to be your home for that 10 o'clock news now.
Okay, because I think I looked and maybe I didn't look hard enough. I didn't see a 10 o'clock for Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, before the changeover, that it was 11 o'clock on Wish and then at 10 o'clock on MyIndy TV.
Well, now it's...
And since I didn't see it on MyIndy TV, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe you guys didn't, you just going to stick to 11 o'clock and 11 o'clock only.
It's at 10 o'clock, but it's only been on there for a couple of... Thursday was the first night it was on there.
Okay.
And so it's on there now every night at 10 o'clock on Wish, and we hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
I surely will. I appreciate it. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Hi, 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back with our remaining moments with the folks from Channel 8. And then around 2:30, we'll tell you about this new proposal that we heard over the weekend for IPS changing its commencements for the class of 2015. IPS says it's a simple change. Everybody I've mentioned it to give me a look like, are you out of your blankety-blank mind? We'll tell you what it is at 2:30. It's Afternoons with Amos, a first day back in the new year.
Hello, this is Councilman Joseph Simpson for District 9, and you're listening to the afternoon show with Amos Brown on AM 1310 The Light.
All right, we're talking about the changes at Wish TV Channel 8. So with more news in the morning from 4:30 in the morning until 9, does this mean, less van that tomorrow, because they're talking about snow tonight, that we'll start with Lori Wilson and with the news tonight at 10. And then tomorrow morning, does this mean that Randy is going to have a field day in the morning?
Depending on the timing of this, and if his timing is right, that he talked about this morning with a lot of the snow coming overnight,
mm-hmm.
as people have to get up and get to work in this tomorrow, it may be all Randy all the time. Actually, all of our meteorologists are working the next couple of days, and we'll...
So Randy and Rob and Ken... And
Ebony, our new meteorologist.
Yeah, tell us about the new... Her picture's not there yet.
Is it not yet?
No.
It's on our Facebook page.
It needs to be on the big page.
It hasn't been updated yet.
Okay.
All right. Somebody needs to get on that.
Yeah, somebody needs to get on that.
Ebony's lovely. She's a North Central graduate.
What is with this North Central connection in Channel 8?
I mean, I think that speaks to the quality of education at North Central High School.
She worked at the Weather Channel, too.
Yeah, okay. She did. And Al Jazeera for a bit.
Okay.
She's been around.
The fact that you have someone like her that we can attract who knows every nook and cranny of Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
Knows where all the trouble spots are when the weather gets bad,
knows how to pronounce Versailles.
Knows how to pronounce announce all that stuff. She is, we are thrilled with the work that she's done. Another person that you'll get to see that has great passion for Indianapolis.
Tina, the public affairs commitments of Channel 8, those continue?
Oh, absolutely. And you were talking about a couple of things that tie in pretty well with the public affairs commitments. One of the things that I help with is the children's programming and just reporting what we do.
Yeah.
And the switch to the CW has been absolutely incredible. You were talking about the kids at the mall and being as young as, you know, 12, 13 years old. Well, they have the CW, our CW network has a lineup on Saturday mornings called One Magnificent Morning.
Hmm.
And what that is, that's 5 hours of programming, young people programming, dedicated to children, you know, ages 13 to 16.
13 to 16? That's not the normal Saturday morning kids programming.
No, but it's within the EI, you know,
right, schedule. Mm-hmm.
And it's dedicated to them and their families, and we're going to carry all 5 hours of that. We're going to carry 3 hours on Saturday from 11 to 2, and then on Sunday from noon until 2. So it's going to be tremendous. In fact, I'm assembling that as we speak. So and as far as the rest of our community affairs commitment, it's going to remain the same, if not get larger. We're still going to be there for the Black and Minority Health Fair. We're still going to, we're still going to help with, oh my goodness, I can't even begin to think
about
it.
Aren't you doing something with UNCF?
A lot of absolutely incredible things that we're going to be able to do in the community, and like I said, hopefully do them in bigger ways.
Yeah. And I believe you're doing something with UNCF?
I'm going to defer to Les with that,
because
I think that's still a work in progress.
We're waiting on a date. But yes, I met with them. Lori recently emceed their
with Amos.
With Amos, yeah, their event right. There. And we're trying to work out the date for their telethon to work it around our sweeps period. So we plan to run that with them too.
And there's another commitment that remained over in the switch as we merged, because you know there were two things going on. There's the affiliation and of course the Media General.
Right.
You know, the absorption of Media General with our company, and that's the Lynn Minority and Scholarship and Training Program, which is one of the most tremendous programs in the country. It's $10,000 a year for up to 2 years, paid internship, and up to 3 years of paid employment with our company upon successful completion of the scholarship and training program. And it's for minority students in the areas of digital and broadcast media.
And we also give them a car, and we pay for their housing while they're
absolutely.
While they're
and
doing
he's not joking. They get a car.
They get a car.
Housing. So,
wait,
yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
Oprah.
Yeah,
everybody, you got a car.
They have to give it back when
they
the internship
give it back.
Is up.
Yeah, but it's a good car. It's a good car. But it's just one of the it's one of the best diversity initiatives I've seen. And Amos, you and I have been in broadcasting for a long time, and I don't think I've seen any better than in the country than this. And it's just our company's way of identifying and maintaining promising minority talent, and we want that promising talent with us and for a long time.
All right. They're on Wish TV from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and Sunday night.
Right.
It is CW programming.
Mm-hmm.
And for the young at heart, for the young and the young at heart. And then Wish TV, they got news. They got 4:30 to 9 in the morning. Then at noon for a whole hour.
Right. For a whole
hour. Then 5, 6, and 7. No, 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
5 to 7. And then from 10 till 11:30.
Right. That's right.
And then right at 11:30, it's hot in Cleveland.
So you have no excuse for missing anything
anymore. And news on the weekend.
Absolutely.
And AC whenever he feels like it.
All the time.
And weather, yes. And weather when they need to. Yeah. Like tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
Snow be a coming.
So when the other stations turn off and go to network at 7, you make sure you stay on Wish TV with us.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, and do they get extra, all the people that worked hard on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, do they get comp time later this year?
That's a great question,
Amos. I
took
Scott Haney and his staff out for lunch the other day, and I'm working on trying to get some others, but I am going to, you know, everybody gave up their holiday, and nobody, at least publicly to me, complained about having to work. Lori and Tina and everybody else, we had a full staff in there.
You even had Jim Shella working on New Year's Day.
Jim Shella. You know, we love him.
Yes.
Much gym as you can have is really a good thing.
It was a good day. And you know what? In all fairness, Les and Steve Bray kept the great food here for days. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah,
they weren't working. It was a
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, always a very good thing. Right, so we were treated quite well. So, you know, the work was its own reward. So
Les Van, Vice President, President and General Manager, Wish TV, Channel 8. And, of course, they still have My Indie TV. So you don't want to forget about that. And Lori Wilson, anchor of Wish TV News with Eric Alverson and them. And Tina Cosby, Public Affairs Director like forever. At Wish TV, Channel 8, and My Indie TV. Guys, Happy New Year. Thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to have you.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you so much.